This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour here on the Monday, January 24th edition of the DJV program, which you can download. You can listen to the whole program all day, any day at djvshow.com, and you can listen to our podcasts, a lot of things. We had Jamie Lynn in our focus, and Brittany, and Alec Baldwin, and a number of other things. Usually we have a broad spectrum of things you can listen to on the podcast at djvshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts. And speaking of broadcasting, an interesting little tidbit, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The radio station in Washington that has been airing programming from a company called China Radio International. Now, what do you suppose the content of the information coming from China Radio International is? There's another one. They own a station in Tijuana that broadcasts into Southern California. Jennifer, have you ever heard that station?
I have not, no. I typically don't listen to Chinese programming. Is it in the language or is it in English?
You don't, Jen?
No, that's weird.
I do.
I missed those years in high school when I learned
that. That's the rub. Apparently, the FCC, which is, you know, once in a while wakes up to what's going on in the broadcast channels, has put the station ownership under scrutiny because of complaints from certain people in China. The programming is in Chinese. And apparently it's like what the FCC discovered after examples of really lewd Hispanic programming get on the air and nobody knew what, you know, the FCC, they don't know what they're. And they never do anything until they get a complaint. And so somebody's listening to this Hispanic station somewhere in New Mexico, if I'm not mistaken, and they translated the stuff from it, and it was incredible what they were saying, what they were talking about. It's not like Howard Stern on steroids in Spanish. So then comes the Chinese government with their Chinese Radio International. We're a bunch of suckers in this country. We really are stupid. So this company, listen to this, not only were they broadcasting things that were not, quote-unquote, in America's best interest, but they applied for a government loan, a PPP small business loan, and they got $100,000. The Chinese government gets $100,000 from our government as a small business loan during the pandemic. So,
this is not the first time. California, they gave out additional benefits in California during the pandemic through the Employee Development Department, through the EDD, and there was at least, I think, that we're up to like $50 billion in fraud of that program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I can't tell you how much of it offhand, but a lot of it, a good chunk of it, went right back, went to China. People who were fraudulently filling out paperwork and then sending it back to China and other countries.
It's like, are we really that dumb? We really are that dumb. Apparently,
well,
we are.
The problem, though, is that this is where it gets kind of dicey. It's not a blatant, you know, oh, hey, this company's owned by the Chinese government. It's like, well, they own, you know, 4% or they own 10%. So then the rest of the people who work for the company are legitimate businesses in America, and they needed help. And so it's when you look at it from a macro point of view, you're like, oh, my God, why are we giving money to these companies that are, you know, owned by the Chinese government? Well, the problem is they're smart enough to know that if they only take a small stake in it, then the rest of the company is still technically an American company with American workers who needed help. And that's how they get around it.
Yep.
Lovely, so we either have a rule where no foreign ownership, and it used to be that way in radio, right?
That's right.
And
yep.
TV. And so either we have that rule where it's all America all the time. And I don't even know why it changed. Why does any other country need to own our radio stations?
Former Congressman Markey opened the floodgates with the legislation that passed in 1996, the radio, whatever they call it, the communication something bill, whatever it was called, opened up ownership to foreign entities. You could own as many radio stations as you want, as many television stations as you want, and therefore it was like free-for-all. Yeah, there's no regulation. Okay, so meanwhile, back at the ranch, speaking of regulations, how many states have a three strikes law? Is that done
in what context? Like for
well,
the law?
Remember,
like breaking
remember
the law
when this started about the same time? We were talking about late
90s. We used to, but no one enforces it.
I thought everyone has it for DUIs. Don't all states have it for three strikes with a DUI? No.
There were different applications of the three strikes law in different states, and so the business about I remember what got national attention. Some guy stole a piece of pizza. And he ended up, it was his third strike, and he ended up going to jail for the rest of his life. Because
it was a little more than that, because it had to be three felonies.
Two pieces of pizza.
Yeah, I mean, it was felony stuff. So now, unfortunately, the law, the stipulation for what, the classification of misdemeanors and felonies has been really taken down. So now you can, in California, steal $1,000 worth of stuff. You can date rape a girl, and that is considered a misdemeanor instead of a felony, which is, I think,
I thought that
appalling.
Just got changed as of January 1st of this year.
They changed, if you
marital
drug
rape
somebody,
is now rape, too.
If you drug someone on a date, that's still a misdemeanor. Like, if you use a drug to do it, marital rape, yes,
I thought
is
that
now
had changed,
a felony.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, think about the concept. Think about, put those two words together.
I know.
Marital and rape.
Happens way more than people want to talk about. Happens a lot in very abusive relationships. It's, what's her name? Evan Rachel Wood, the actress. She was engaged to Marilyn Manson. She just has a brand new documentary out that is, I think it's at Sundance, or, you know, they're doing the virtual stuff. And talking about how abusive, sexually abusive he was to her in that relationship while they were engaged. I mean, this stuff happens so often, and the guys are always protected, or the women, you know, don't feel comfortable coming forward, or whatever it is. It's a different circumstance for everybody. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's crazy.
All right, so the Russian government apparently wants to install a, quote, pro-Russian leader in Ukraine. So, okay, let's say they decide that they don't like our leadership here and they want to come over and install a pro-Russian leader in America or in England or in Abu Dhabi or any place. So they could just do it? Is that really pretty much what... Well, this
is what the UK is warning about. But, you know, and then Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, he said he agrees with that assessment from the Foreign Secretary from the UK. And he basically was like, this is what we've been talking about for weeks. So I don't know. I guess everybody thinks that this is a very real possibility.
But just the concept, backing away from, you know, the Russians and the Ukraine. Let's just say, I suppose that's what happened during the Nazi invasion of all the countries in Europe. They didn't like the leadership, so they went in and they killed whoever the leaders were, and they put their own people in. How is this any different? And why are we putting up with it? Why does the rest of the world, never mind America,
part of this.
Why is the rest of the world put up
with it? But that's really, I mean, but that's where, this is all coming to a head now. The rest of the world isn't just like turning a blind eye. This is building up steam. I mean, the U.S. has pulled everybody from the embassy in Ukraine, saying get out.
A big aircraft carrier group
into
the Mediterranean.
I think this is, we're just now going to have to see where this goes, and it's coming to a head. And whether Putin's going to be able to get somebody into Ukraine's parliament as to run it, I don't know.
Doesn't he have enough to do?
The truth is that Putin knows that Putin knows that the European Union and Biden are not going to do anything. We are European Union and the United States are not going to do anything. So
why aren't we
going to
do anything? Why?
Because
I don't know.
We're just not. I think.
Why?
Why? Because
why
I don't think that we have the backbone.
Then
I don't
why
think
do
that
we have? What's it called in Europe? What's the name of the NATO? Is it NATO?
NATO.
It's NATO. What good is
they're
NATO
not,
if they don't do something?
You've got Macron and Angela Merkel out there who are just spitting nails and they're trying to look tough. I just don't trust that they are going to follow through. I just don't.
Well,
I think that they're trying to play a tough game. Well, that's all we can do, right? I mean.
Yeah.
But the proof is going to be in the pudding. He knows that he's not going to stop. This is why people are withdrawing right now. They're getting our diplomats out. The UK is getting diplomats out. the writing's on the wall. It's going to happen. They're backed by China. And just wait until next month after the Olympics are over. China's going to do this to Taiwan because they think they can.
Well, I hope you're wrong.
Let's I hope I am, too.
Well, no,
to be honest.
Jen's right about that, for sure. That's been a warning as soon as the Olympics are gone and the rest of the world already.
So what stops them? I go back to the question I posed a few minutes ago. What's to stop them from, okay, they don't like the leader of Spain.
Having strong leadership, strong leadership to Taiwan, right? Yes, strong leadership and sanctions. You have to hit Russia in the pocketbook. China will not care about sanctions, but Russia will care about sanctions. If somebody's really serious about getting to China money, then you're going to have to do a lot of tariffs on stuff that's going to hurt America, and it's going to be tough because we're in a place where everybody's getting taxed with this inflation. So we're in a tough spot with China, but with Russia, you can sanction the hell out of them and see what happens. They actually will be impacted by it, but I don't see anybody moving in
that direction. They borrow money from China.
Well, but that's exactly what the threat is right now, so we'll see.
The Biden vaccine mandate, what happened to that with a federal judge? This is down in Texas, blocking the mandate for federal workers. So does that just affect federal workers in Texas, or who gets affected?
No, it's across the country. The court just happened to be in Texas.
All right. So what does that mean?
That's where the lawsuit came from.
Is it really... Are we going to fight about this from now until the 12th of never, or can
I
we get over ourselves?
Because mandates are are about freedom. And
I don't disagree with your point of view. I'm just saying how much
of the oxygen
in the room is going to be sucked up.
How long is it going to go on? Because are they even going to be effective?
If the unconstitutional mandates keep flowing, then of course these court cases are going to have to go.
So how is it constitutional then to make kids have certain vaccines to go to school? Because that's a mandate.
Because
are we
going to
eliminate that too?
No, it comes from the local governments. That's the difference, is that the federal government, this is the argument between states' rights and the federal government. The federal government sending out sweeping mandates is not protected constitutionally. States' rights, local rights, counties actually in this case have more rights than Biden and the federal government. So it really does become a right. It's about state and local mandates more than federal mandates.
There's something in Missouri that went on also, same kind of thing. All right. It's 18 past the hour. You're listening to the Monday DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over our body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calendrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com, or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now 23 half the hour here on the DJV program. Bob Saget, I think, has been autopsied about 15 times. They keep performing them and trying to come up with new details on how he died. Leave him alone. You know, what are you going to, how many times are you going to have this?
Have they said what it was? Was it a heart attack?
Heart attack. Yeah, they said it was a heart attack.
Okay.
That's it. Okay. Leave the guy alone. Tim Allen does a reboot. We'll talk about that after this.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit gocreon.com. That's G-O-C-R-E-O-N.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
What is going on? Well, let's see here. Tim Allen, who's been on television forever, it would seem. How old do you think he is? Is he late 60s? Mid-late 60s?
Mid-60s, maybe? I don't know. He's been around for so long.
Yep. He's known as a comedian. I don't know. Do you think he's funny? I don't really think the role.
Yeah, I used to watch Home Improvement when I was a kid. I thought he was funny, yeah. I mean, he started out as a stand-up comic, so, yeah. That's where all that stuff developed into.
So we'll talk to Chucker about this. The Santa Claus, I guess, is the movie that's going to be rebooted. Chucker loves that term.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to play Santa Claus. With that, I don't watch any of those movies. Was
these are
funny?
one of my three favorite Christmas movies that we have to watch every year. And so he's going to be doing, it's a mini series on Disney Plus. And so he's going to be Scott Calvin again. So fans went absolutely wild when they saw this news. So it's going to be really cute to see where they go with the story.
Right. All right, did I do a commercial here or not? I forget whether I did the commercial. I did the commercial. Okay, thank you. Victoria and I are involved in these heavy conversations. So there are a lot of pictures floating around on social media after Arnold Schwarzenegger was involved in a fender bender near his home in Brentwood. He drives a Mercedes. What did you call him? The G?
It's a G-Wagon. If it's
bus.
The square one, then it's the G-Wagon.
Yeah, it's the square one. Yeah, it's the square one. He used to drive. You could see him everywhere in Santa Monica driving around. He had a gray one and a black one. So anyway, he's driving. That's his neighborhood where he lives. So this woman, I don't know, who took the wrong turn? Was it Arnold or was it the woman? She was driving a Prius. So a G-Wagon versus a Prius doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting to figure out how that's going to end up. And so apparently, but if it had been anybody but Arnold, nobody would have known anything about it. Never been reported.
Yeah.
No police even probably. So I don't know. I find it is the right word banal when it comes to the way that we've become cultured to pay so much attention to celebrities just because they're celebrities. So what? So they make their living doing something that is different than most of us. But does that mean that they deserve more attention? I guess I'm absent without leave on that one. I don't. There's nothing about that kind of stuff that makes me think that we have our act together. But yet there's so much. You love watching those shows too, don't you? The Beverly Hills Housewives in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why?
They're fun to watch.
They are.
Yeah.
They're all arguing and making fun of each other.
It's cotton candy TV. It's great. It's fluff, no nutrition. It's good.
Write that down. Cotton candy TV. I have to remember that one. 28 after on the DJV program. No cotton candy.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. State Department has ordered the evacuation of American citizens in Ukraine amid the threat of Russian military action. Pentagon journalist Jennifer Griffin on Fox News weighs in.
But what we're reporting tonight is that the meeting at Camp David that occurred this weekend with President Biden meeting yesterday with his joint chiefs and his secretary of state and his national security advisor, that he was presented options to send U.S. troops to NATO allies.
A cruise ship headed to Miami changed course and is now docked in the Bahamas after an arrest warrant was issued by U.S. authorities over unpaid fuel bills. The lawsuit claims Crystal Cruises and Star Cruises owe Peninsula Petroleum $4.6 million in cash. Ship passengers were taken by ferry to Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale on Sunday. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The country of Tonga in the South Pacific, after experiencing an underwater volcano eruption just over a week ago, has had a problem from relief supplies getting in because of the devastation. That has now changed.
Australia, New Zealand, and Japan have delivered aid amid a shortage of drinking water in Tonga in the wake of a 4-foot tsunami after an underwater volcano exploded last week. The Australian aid also included medicine, cleanup equipment, and telecommunications infrastructure. On Saturday, planes carrying aid from New Zealand and Japan also touched down alongside the Australian flights. Fiji military personnel, consisting of engineers, medics, and other specialists, are teaming up with Australia to help with the rehabilitation and further assessment in Tonga. Around 12,000 households have been affected by the volcanic eruption and the subsequent tsunami that hit Tonga last weekend. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs also confirmed that the economically vital agriculture sector suffered substantially, mostly due to the ashfall on the crops. Tonga's government confirmed 3 deaths from the pair of natural disasters. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The world's 5 richest tycoons, including Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Bill Gates, have already lost about $85 billion this year amid a brutal market sell-off. The tech-savvy NASDAQ index fell 8% last week and is down 13% this year. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Four after the hour now on the DJV Monday program. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan. The game last night, dubbed by some as the greatest game in NFL history.
The Bills game? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah,
it was a great weekend of football. There were so many games that were really tight.
So this went into overtime. I was listening as I was coming through Albany last night to the very end of the game, and they were down by 2 points, I think, and there was 5 minutes left, and then I lost the signal or something. I don't remember what happened to it, but I didn't get the end of it. So now Buffalo is out, right? And Kansas City is in. Who are they
Kansas
playing?
Kansas City, yep.
Who are
Kansas
they playing
City
against?
Plays, I don't know. They either play the Rams or the 49ers, one of the two.
All right.
Maybe that's Phil knows. I don't know who's next.
The Super Bowl. Phil, are you in the know and on the go with...
Not at the moment, no.
No, thank you. Okay, so let's do something else. Bill Maher is somebody that I have had I suppose, a love-hate relationship with, in a manner of speaking. I don't like that phraseology because I don't like the word hate. But I have come through periods of time when I really liked what he did. Isn't that kind of the way it goes? If you like somebody in the opinion business, and that's what he's in, if you like their opinions, then you like them. If you don't like their opinions, then you don't like them. I've had many radio experiences with people who thought I was something and I wasn't, but they thought I was, so therefore I was on the outs. And I'm sure that's happened, Victoria, to you. Somebody defines you as a liberal or as a conservative instead of as a human being that has all kinds of different interests. And in this circumstance, what people find objectionable, the people who are on the left, and I don't want to make this a big political conversation, I just find it more personality-wise interesting. Because he has been known, he has a reprehensible image, if you will. People don't like working with him. He's pretty sarcastic. He's just cryptic. But he's smart, very smart. And he knew, remember that movie made 10, 12 years ago called Religiosity?
Religious.
That too.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It was great.
I thought it was fabulous.
Yeah.
He hit the nail on the head. And that's when I began to change my mind about him. And then also it got me,
I've been doing this for a long time. It shows you why he thinks the way he thinks.
Yeah.
You know, it's a real insight into his psyche.
Yeah. And so do people like that belong on television? Of course they do. If they get anybody belongs on television or the radio.
I think he's super interesting. I don't always agree with what he says, but I still find him very entertaining and really interesting. He's really smart. Yeah. And even if I don't really agree with his arguments, they're well thought out arguments.
They are,
you know?
Aren't they?
And so, he's not like a Tucker Carlson who just spews a bunch of nonsense and just waits for something to stick.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Bill Maher, sorry, I know everyone's going to hate this, but Bill Maher's audience, if you're going to watch that and glean anything from it, it's a much smarter audience. Whether you agree with him or not, it's not a Tucker Carlson, like, dumb it down and just scare people and just make these big sweeping statements with nothing to back anything up. It's not like that.
Well,
which I think infuriates people even more because we, like, as Americans, we're lazy. We want everything in little digestible bites. And Bill Maher makes you think.
Yep, he certainly does. And he's been taking on, this is, early this morning, remember off the air I said something about liberals and Biden and you didn't agree with me. And so I got the pieces that I got to put together, what the liberals are saying about Biden, came from, in part, some of the things that Maher has been saying about Biden and the left and what they're doing to the party, because he's obviously a traditional liberal. I don't know how else you describe him. You're kind of a traditional liberal. I'm a traditional non-traditionalist. You can't really buttonhole me, although I do tend to turn to the right a little more than I turn to the left, which makes it difficult. I kind of go around in a circle, in a manner of speaking. But anyway, the people who are saying, and this is who was in Maher's sites with his program last Friday, that are suggesting that we need to sacrifice and COVID this and COVID that, and what he's suggesting is that a lot of the sacrifices they're expecting you to perform or live with are not sacrifices that they live with. And the hypocrisy, he's always pointing out that hypocrisy, and that's what I think is of value here, frankly, Victoria. The folks at United Airlines did the same thing the folks at American Airlines did last week. Remember, was it Friday we were talking about the American flight took off from Miami and a woman wouldn't put her mask on? So the pilot said, okay, turned the plane around, went back to Miami. It was on its way to London, I think.
So selfish. Like, look, no one wakes up every morning excited to wear a mask. It just, can't we just all agree on one thing that no one likes any of this, but we have to just suck it up right now until this is over and get through it and don't take an entire plane full of people down with you because you're a selfish a-hole? Like, can we just agree on that?
So here's the next one. United turned their Newark to Tel Aviv flight around last night. Because mid-flight, they've been in the air for 2 hours, and a couple of people moved. This is a three-class plane. Most of the international stuff now is a three-class plane. First business and then the back seats. So there were people in the back seat that were sneaking up to business class. And apparently there were two or three people that did it. And the flight attendant said, please go back to your seats. And so they did, and then they kept moving up. So they did it three or four times until the meals were being served. They wanted a meal. And the flight attendant said, no, you can't have a meal. And go back to your seat. These people pay for this seat. No, they wouldn't go. They went up to the pilot. Pilot turned the plane around, went back to Newark. And three of them got arrested, which is the way.
As they should. But
of course.
But again, think about
what happened. Can you imagine the disruption, though, to the people,
yeah,
the rest of the 200 people on the plane,
yeah,
who are
exactly
going to Tel Aviv? It's an 11-hour ride, so it's not like, hello, we took,
yeah,
2 hours out of your life and we put. That's, you're right about the selfishness of people and what they do. It just is incredible. Where do these people come from? How are they raised? Are they just, is home that much of an island from the reality of the rest of the world? I don't get it. I don't get how people think you can live in a society with millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people, and you can be independent and think for yourself. That's to be encouraged. But in this case, something like this, what are
everybody
you teaching your children?
Everyone thinks that there's some sort of martyr right now.
Right.
Everybody,
yeah,
is. I mean, it's just, this is, you know, this is the kind of stuff that, like, when people trace things back to over the last, you know, four or five years of how divided this country has become, it's just, it's emboldening people to act like this. I mean, this is just really, really crazy. If you asked any one of them, they would probably lump it into some sort of COVID, we're fighting for our freedoms kind of thing. And it's ridiculous.
So the final straw was the captain said, well, do these people have tickets to sit in business class? So the stewardess went back and said, let me see your tickets. And they wouldn't show them to her.
Well, obviously.
So that was the end of that. Yeah.
See, that's where air marshals should come in with the little plastic zip tie handcuffs. And then you sit there and you don't get a meal and you sit there and you shut up all the way to Tel Aviv. That's how I would run Victoria Airlines.
And then you put them, put them on the same plane and bring them back to Newark. They don't even get off the plane.
Yeah, right.
They clean, or they bring them off.
You're not
going to
disrupt everyone else's life. You're going to sit there like a toddler because that's how you're acting. You're going to be zip-tied to the seat. You're going to get to Tel Aviv. Everyone else gets to deplane. And then you get arrested and then sent back on another 11-hour flight.
See you later.
I mean, enough of catering to these people.
You were talking a little bit, I didn't quite get the pieces of the pie with a Peloton CEO.
Mm-hmm.
The investors are upset with him because everything seems to be going to crap, and they're holding this guy. Is it really his fault that all of these things? Isn't it his fault that what happened to Chris Noth, that wasn't his fault?
And that's the thing. They didn't even know that the Peloton was going to be a part of the storyline because the set designers bought the Peloton, so it was rightfully theirs to use, and it just ended up being really bad PR, and then Ryan Reynolds swooped in and came up with that, you know, that really cute commercial, Biggs Alive, and then everything happened with Chris Noth and all the accusations of sexual assault, so then that took Peloton back down again, and then they started to kind of make a little bit of a rebound, I guess, and now Billions just had Wags, who's one of the, probably at this point without Bobby Axelrod on the show, he's probably the most popular character. And so there's Wags having a heart attack on the Peloton. It's just they can't catch a break. And now, because most people are back out in the world going to gyms again and they don't want to just stay at home, they're not ordering the Pelotons. They're not hunkering down the way that they did a year ago. And so the business...
Yeah.
They couldn't even keep up with the demand at first, and now there's no demand for it. So,
there's a whole, what a can of worms. Oof.
Yep.
This is not a can of worms, however. The people who gained weight during COVID, the people who gained weight during last Christmas and Thanksgiving and the end of the year festivities, how are you doing on losing that weight? I know most of you have determined you got to do something about it, but what are you doing about it? And will you lose the weight, more importantly, and keep it off? If that's your, obviously that's the goal, but are you able to do it? Can you do it? There's a powerful message from the folks at Calitrin. You can check it out at their website, toploss.com. Matter of fact, you can check out a lot of stuff. I was just reading another one of the testimonials from a lady that actually listens to this program named Samantha. She lost 22 inches. How do you do that?
That's amazing.
Oof. Man, I'm looking at pant sizes. God love you. Anyway, That's got to be a feat and a half. Calitrin, men and women, all ages, everybody's tried all kinds of different products for weight loss. Calitrin seems to be the one that works for me, says Dave, a listener in Bend, Oregon. So get the scoop behind the scoop, if you will. Get Calitrin. Have it there handy by every night. Take three capsules before you go to bed, and it does the work for you. Lose the weight and keep it off. Powerful messages with support from the people who have had great luck. Check it all out at toploss.com. When you buy the product, make sure you use the DJV code so you don't have to pay for shipping, and you get the New Year, New You deal. Calitrin, toploss.com.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
70% of the Fortune 100 choose Zoom. With phone, chat, workspaces, apps, events, and video in a single platform, Zoom powers all your communications. Large enterprises, small businesses, and individuals use the secure Zoom platform to enable new ways of working, learning, hosting events, and supporting their customers. And now you can save 15% on meetings, chat, and phones with the Zoom United bundle. Visit zoom.com/bundle. Zoom, how the world connects.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Gee whiz, I wonder where this comes from. Suicide is Painless is the name of the tune. Became the theme for MASH. And I think it is, don't you think it's one of the most recognizable themes, Chuckler, yes, of
yes,
all time television?
I got an interesting story about this theme.
We'll be the judge of that. Go ahead, tell us the story.
No, it's very. I don't need you to be the judge. I know it's interesting. Okay? Okay. Relax.
Help yourself.
Okay?
Go ahead.
Take a deep
yes.
breath.
That, right,
okay.
That.
That song, the lyrics were written by a guy named Johnny Mandel. He wrote the music. I mean, the lyrics were written by Michael Altman, who was the son of the director Robert Altman. He was 14 years old when he wrote that song. He looked at the music and wrote it in 5 minutes. Ultimately went on to make about $1 million off the success of that song, which was number one on the radio at the time and was the theme for the TV show as well as the movie for 11 years running. Very interesting theme. And if you listen to the lyrics, very, very interesting.
Suicide
I like it, actually.
Is painless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tim Allen is going to become Santa Claus again. What do you think of that?
I saw that. I like it. I mean, you listen... it's going to be on Disney Plus as a limited TV show. Listen, the streaming services are doing what they call fan service, and they can do it because the risk is a little bit less, although they are throwing big money into these projects. But it appears to be a win-win for fans who much enjoy bringing these characters back. I mean, they sort of started before the streaming boom with the big boom with Cobra Kai on when that, you know, from the Karate Kid in 1984, and it seems like everybody's getting on the bandwagon.
So what is the story? I happened to see, I didn't watch it, but I saw, I was looking over at the guy who was sitting in the seat next to me. He was watching an episode of Cobra Kai, and there was this girl beating the crap out of another girl.
Looked like rival karate dojos.
That happens about every 3 minutes on that show.
Yeah.
But it's very entertaining.
What, the girls beat up other girls, or the boys beating up... What do they do?
No, both. I mean, you know, equal opportunity, beat the hell out of each other. But I like show a lot. I just want to do something a little different. I'm going to talk about sports for a second. That game yesterday, a second game, here's a stat. 1964.
Are you talking about the Buffalo Bills?
Yes.
Okay.
1964, CBS paid $28 million to air two seasons of the NFL, which was incredibly cheap at the time.
Yeah.
The NFL is the last bastion of collective experience in the United States, where it's the only time people actually text me repeatedly, you see that play, you see that play. That game was absolutely, I've just watched a lot of football in my life. That was maybe the most entertaining, nerve-wracking game I've ever seen, and a lot of people on social media agree. Having said that, I don't know where defense has gone, because I've never seen a team with 13 seconds left hug each other with 100% certainty in their mind, like Buffalo, thinking or knowing they won that game, but wound up losing it. But I can't imagine the rating for that game. It's got to be 40, 50 million people plus in the last quarter.
That was
an amazing theatrical. That was great, great theater. It really
what
was.
What about the Super Bowl is going to be doubly as explosive or exciting?
Depends who it's going to be.
Here's my opinion of the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is really not a game. It is a show. Usually the game never lives up to that type of experience we had yesterday, because it's bigger than an actual football game. And the players are not as relaxed for whatever reason, because the scope is so enormous and halftime is so long. But what we saw yesterday, if you're a sports fan, that really was absolutely incredible. I just wanted to point that out. Very entertaining.
Yeah, I guess, you know, there are movies that are made. It'd be interesting to see how it all shakes out, frankly.
I got one bit of movie news real quick. Mission Impossible 7 and 8 kicked a year forward to 2023 and 2024 now, respectively. These movies have been in the can now, at least the first one, for over 2 years. I guess they had COVID issues and production issues, and I guess they don't feel confident with the final product to release it later this year, so they just kicked it forward 1 year. But like I said, that is this was supposed to come out two years ago. It's a long, long time.
Yeah. The folks at HBO are going to do a Christmas Story.
This is another reboot, right? HBO.
Bringing back Peter Billingsley as Ralphie. Now, I think I talked about this on Friday. Peter Billingsley is a producer and director, and he still acts. This is a fan service idea, which I think is a great idea, and I think it'll be very popular, and I have a strong gut feeling they'll do service to the original film. So it's good.
All right. Yeah. So
it's good. Hocus Pocus 2 is going to come out this year. All good.
It's good.
Nice.
All good. All right. Who won at the box office this weekend quickly?
Spider-Man came back to number one, 14 million. 721 million to date. A lot of money.
59.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.